So how do you know that CBS was really considering running a spot and not just leading you on?
They're going to say what they say, but the fact that it was submitted and it received as much coverage as it did is really great for the industry. Acreage submitted a minute-long ad that was really more advocacy-based than advertising or sales-based. And we haven't seen anything of that scale yet happen in the cannabis industry.
Now, what do you believe, short of all-out federal approval of legalization of cannabis, has to happen before we'd see an ad on a national televised event?
I don't think there's anything really short of federal legalization that would allow that to happen. It's legal in 33 states for medicinal purposes and 10 states for adult use. So right now, all of the regulations around cannabis marketing and advertising are on a state-by-state and even a city-by-city level. So for there to be a national TV ad, I think we would really have to see change at the federal level for that to get approved by any network of the size of CBS.
Was there, in fact, a spot ready to go? Should CBS have said yes?
Well, Acreage Holdings was the company that put out the ad. They did have a one-minute spot that featured the stories of various medical cannabis patients. So they spoke with a mother whose son was suffering from hundreds of seizures. They spoke with a veteran who had part of his leg amputated and was using medical cannabis for his pain. And then they also spoke with a man who had three back surgeries and was using opioids for 15 years. So really the spot was more education and advocacy based. And there's even a disclaimer at the bottom that said that this is for educational benefit only. It didn't mention the sale of cannabis once. And the call to action that Acreage used was about contacting your U.S. senator to advocate for change. And CBS rejected it, citing a network policy that says it doesn't accept cannabis advertising. So while it was on behalf of this company and the medical cannabis movement, the content of the ad itself was really more around education and telling the stories of patients.